This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration says it's imposing a ban on travelers trying to enter the United States from Brazil as the South American country records a steep increase in coronavirus cases. The White House announced today that travel to the United States is banned for people who have been in Brazil during the past 14 days. In an interview earlier today with CBS's Face the Nation, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said he hopes that step will be temporary. He said the administration will do everything necessary to protect the American people. At the time he was interviewed this morning, the Brazil travel ban was still a possibility but had not been announced. In recent months, Washington has banned non-citizens who'd been in China for the 14 days prior to their arrival from entering the United States. The same restrictions were later placed on those traveling from Europe to the United States. The U.S. remains the country with the highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world, over 1.6 million cases. The number of cases in Brazil has increased in recent weeks. As of Sunday, Brazil had just over 347,000 confirmed cases. That's the second highest in the world after the United States, and that is all according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Brazil's health secretary announced Sunday that he will resign following the following day on Monday. He attempted to resign last month, but stayed on at the request of the health minister, who was fired by Brazil's president shortly thereafter. The country's health ministry has been at odds with President Jair Bolsonaro, who has rejected recommendations by health experts in favor of protecting the economy. Brazil and Mexico reported record numbers of cases and fatalities almost every day this week. Their presidents have been criticized for failing to impose more stringent lockdown measures. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.